And good evening, I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Hafiz Marzuki.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider the news of the day. Now tonight at midnight, the restriction of movement order takes effect. So settle in, folks, for the next 2 weeks. Stay at home as much as possible. But if you do have to go out, practice good hygiene. Now, some good news to help us get through these unprecedented times. Starting 6 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, the 18th of March, all Astro customers can now enjoy complimentary viewing of all movie channels on Astro and Astro Go. So this includes HBO, Fox Movies, Celestial Movies, TVN Movies, Bolly One, and many, many more. So that's some good news to get us through the 2 weeks. But let's get down to business. We're kicking off the show with a quick summary of all the updates on COVID-19 from earlier in the day. Now, Malaysia has recorded its first two deaths due to the COVID-19 virus outbreak. Health Minister Dr. Adam Baba identified one victim as patient 178, aged 34, who attended the Tabligh gathering at the Sri Petaling Mosque a couple of weeks ago. The other victim was identified as patient 358, which the Sarawak Health Department said was a pastor based in Kuching. Now, today, we also recorded our third consecutive day of three-digit increase in COVID-19 cases. This brings the total of confirmed cases in Malaysia to 673. 120 new cases were recorded today, and of this, 95 were traced to that cluster of infection from the Tabligh gathering. There was also a press conference by the Inspector General of Police, Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur, today. And that was pretty important because we learned some key things from that press conference. Didn't we, Hafiz? What do we take away from that?
Basically, Melissa, the announcement by the IGP basically state that all interstate travelling for this period, the public were required to notify their respective police station chiefs and submit an application to travel to other states. Mm. Basically, they will have to bring relevant documents to verify that why they need to do this travel. And he also said that exemption letters will be issued to those who need to travel for important matters or emergencies.
Okay.
And the police will now use the next few days as some sort of a litmus test to see how it works. No roadblocks as of this moment. But I think right now it's all about making sure the public adheres to the rule. Yeah.
Of course, we have seen throughout the day, you know, lots of photos and videos of crowded transit points. And this is precisely what we wanted to avoid in terms of the spread of COVID-19. So police are now saying you've got to go to the nearest police station, make a report, give the necessary documents, check in, register where you're going, and then you'll be given documents to show that you've been approved to travel. The thing you mentioned earlier, Hafiz, about this being a litmus test, I thought was quite important and interesting, because the police have said that if you don't inform at this point, they will not be taking any action. Now, I'm wondering whether the next few days will be used to gauge how much Malaysians will comply with this restriction of movement order. And if we don't, what will happen next? Will we be subjected to increasingly stringent enforcement, right?
Yeah, I think this is important because the public do not tend to follow all press conferences simultaneously as it happens.
And us media.
Yes, and I just received a call from one of my friends asking, can I go back to Penang? Mm. And I said, no, you better follow what the IGP said. You have to inform if there is an emergency.
I guess that's the role of the media, and that's why we will be bringing you updates throughout these next 2 weeks, so you can keep yourself well informed. The National Security Council is also trying to do that. They have released their first FAQ of Frequently Asked Questions, some of the six basic restrictions that are going to be imposed within this two-week period include, things like all mass gatherings will be banned, Malaysians not allowed to travel abroad. We kind of got that from the announcement made by the Prime Minister. What were some of the more interesting things for you, Hafiz?
I think, of course, for me, being a parent, all daycare centres are closed.
Yes, that's right.
And all higher education institutions and skills are also closed. But I think what it begs a question for us is actually how do we reconcile and making sure that all these things we can find ways to counter them and be prepared for in these coming 2 weeks.
That's right. There was also another important meeting today. The Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin chaired a special meeting to coordinate enforcement of the restriction of movement order between all states. But it was reported in some media that the chief ministers of 5 states not held by Perikatan Nasional did not attend that meeting. So the 5 states are Selangor, which is quite interesting because we learned that Selangor has so far recorded the highest instance of COVID-19 cases. Penang, Kedah, Negeri Sembilan and Warisan led Sabah were also not part of that meeting. There's been a response, hasn't there?
Yeah, there's been a response. In fact, the Chief Secretary to the Government, Dato' Sri Zuki Ali, has come out with a statement stating that they apologise for the whole debacle, I shall say, because in such trying times, no parties, no state should be excluded.
That's right.
But I think the explanation given was that the federal government would extend the invitation to the federal government representative at each state, and this does not include the Menteri Besar and also the Chief Minister.
But it is also very important that we make sure that all efforts for this restriction of movement order is coordinated equally throughout the country so that all states are involved and we have simultaneous coordination. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but after this, now ahead of the order coming into force, we're going to be taking a closer look at some of the groups that have been and will continue to be the most affected by the restriction of movement order. Students from the higher education institutions will be one that we're going to be taking a closer look. After this, we're going to be speaking to Haziq Afsa from Suara Siswa, which is a coalition of student groups from University Malaya. Stay tuned to consider this.